USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
California Attorney General Javier Becerra has confirmation hearings this week to be the next Secretary of Health and Human Services. Becerra will face the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee on Tuesday and the Senate Finance Committee on Wednesday. Critics are saying he's literally the least qualified nominee in the history of the agency. No experience in health, no experience in managing something of this size. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is on trial and faces bribery, breach of trust, and fraud in connection with a series of alleged corruption scandals. The testimony phase of the trial won't begin until after Israel's March 23rd elections. New York State Police are reporting a soon-to-be dad was killed Sunday in Liberty, New York, after the device he was constructing for an upcoming gender reveal party exploded. The blast occurred at a home, killing 28-year-old Christopher Peckney and injuring his brother. Liberty is located about 100 miles northwest of New York City. This is USA Radio News.
It may soon be the biggest issue of our time, the NRA and your gun freedoms. President Biden says he will defeat the NRA and their efforts to limit your guns, tax them, and even put the NRA out of business permanently. All this week, Newsmax TV's Stinchfield tells the real story about Joe Biden's war on the NRA. Watch Stinchfield at 8 p.m. Eastern to find out how the NRA is fighting back. Stinchfield is unafraid to tell you the truth. Everyone is tuning in. Newsmax TV is now the fourth highest rated cable news channel. It's on all major cable systems. Check your cable guide. If they don't carry Newsmax, call them. Or just download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone or smart TV and watch us anywhere. So watch Newsmax for Stinchfield and real news you can trust. 30 million Americans watch Newsmax all the time. You should too.
Let's get a stimulus update with Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau's Tim Berg.
The $1.9 trillion coronavirus rescue package proposed by House Democrats would increase the cost of living for many and kill jobs. That's according to the leading Republican on the House Budget Committee, Jason Smith. Meanwhile, Democrat from Pennsylvania, Matt Cartwright of the House Appropriations Committee, says we need to come together as a country and as a Congress to vote for this bill.
Let's come together as Republicans and Democrats and get it done. I totally agree with President Biden. I'd really like to see Republican buy-in on this.
Louisiana Republican Congressman Steve Scalise is no fan of the stimulus bill.
The $15 minimum wage, what does that have to do with COVID relief? Those small businesses are going to have an even harder time coming back when you go to a $15 minimum wage. These things have nothing to do with COVID.
Scalise speaking there on Fox News.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Is the $1,400 COVID-19 stimulus money for most Americans worth the debt put on the shoulders of our children? Financial experts predict it will take roughly 50 years to pay back. With another perspective on the $1.9 trillion proposal, Ohio USA Radio News Bureau's Dan Naraki reports.
The 591-page bill passed out of committee by a mostly party-aligned vote of 19-16. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she wants to see a vote on that bill by the full House by the end of this week. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says too much of that bill has nothing to do with COVID relief. The California Republican tells Fox News it's more about spending than helping.
Because the Democrats have taken over now, this is what happens. $100 million for a tunnel just outside of Nancy Pelosi's district. Millions of dollars for a bridge that Schumer wants. Not for a COVID bill. This isn't a transportation bill. And now that we're finding that they're putting more money in for education, but they just passed $68 billion for education. They've only spent $4 of it. The money they're passing in this bill doesn't even come to fruition until another year going forward. It does nothing to help moving forward. It's what the Democrats always want to do, spend more money from a hardworking taxpayer.
A vote on the measure is expected this week. The wife of Mexican drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman was arrested Monday in the United States. Emma Coronel Espuro, a 31-year-old former beauty queen, was arrested at Dulles International Airport in Virginia. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.